Everyone has a breaking point. For UCLA professor Judea Pearl, that breaking point came when a new report revealed an alarming rise in the boycott of Israeli academics across Europe and other Western countries, including the United States. Among the most egregious examples, BDS activists are pushing to sever ties between the European Union and Israeli academic institutions, something Pearl finds anathema to academic culture. In response, Pearl and two partners have decided that after years of taking it on the chin, it was time to take the gloves off. So they're fighting boycott with boycott. They have already recruited 65 members of three national academies, NAS, NEH, and NAM, among them 10 Nobel laureates, to issue a statement that essentially says, as Pearl wrote in an email, "If your institution boycotts our colleagues in Israel, count us out. We will decline any invitation to speak on your campus." The public statement, which is gathering more and more signatories, asserts that academic boycotts, in all their manifestations, are fundamentally antithetical to the essence of scientific exploration, carrying harmful consequences to the global scientific community, to the junior scholars whose careers are derailed, to the boycotting institutions themselves, and to society at large. It's a sign of how far the anti-Israel animus has gone that they had to add this obvious point. The boycott issue is quite separate from whatever views one has regarding Israel's government and its actions. We can tolerate a wild mob that goes after anything associated with Israel, but academics whose lives revolves around the search for knowledge? Given all that, Pearl and his partners believe this is the moment to strike. In solidarity with our Israeli peers, the statement continues, "We declare our unwavering professional and academic alignment with Israel's scientific community, and state our wish to be treated in the exact same manner as all our colleagues residing in Israel, subject to the very same restrictions, institutional barriers, and consequences that such discriminatory practices entail." In other words, if you're not boycotting us here in America, then you have no right to boycott our academic brethren in Israel. And if you do, we will boycott you. Accordingly, while we remain committed to constructive engagement with the academic and scientific community worldwide, the statement concludes, we will decline invitations from any institution that imposes restrictions, whether implicit or explicit, on Israel's academic and scientific community. The movement to boycott the world's only Jewish state has a long and shameful history. Never mind the hypocrisy of singling out one country while ignoring brutal, murderous regimes that make Israel look like Club Med. And never mind the stupidity of boycotting a country that is at the forefront of scientific innovation and excellence. No, the singling out of Israel for special punishment was always inherently discriminatory and unjust. It just became so ubiquitous many of us simply got used to it. Now, prominent academics who believe in justice are saying, enough, and giving the boycotters a taste of their own medicine. To see the declaration, please visit https://www.change.org/p/against-academic-boycotts.